Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That's Van Halen bringing us back one of their best songs, Jump. We're going to jump right into our show right here, and it's just you and me. I have some things I want to say. I want to tell you a story. You like stories? Oh, I think you'll like this one. If you're in sales, and who isn't? I think you'll like this story. If you're managing salespeople, you might want to get the replay, the archive of this one, the podcast of this one after we publish it and make all your salespeople listen to it. So here's the story. A few decades ago, a 27-year-old shiny new Xerox sales representative was minted. Already a sales veteran, it wasn't his first rodeo. Indeed, he worked his way through college selling on commission. Commission salespeople, like entrepreneurs, work the marketplace high wire. Observing this act, a salaried employee once remarked that commission selling was living by your wits. In the vernacular, business-to-business sales professionals know you eat what you kill. Starting out, this salesman received rubber meets the road sales training from the small business owner who gave him his first commission sales job. Then there was a 6-year stint with Sears where he received his first sophisticated sales training. But in those days, Xerox professional selling skills, often also known as PSS, was recognized globally across all industries as the sales training gold standard. Consequently, becoming a sales representative for Xerox wasn't easy, and once achieved, was a big deal at that career moment and an invaluable influence for the rest of your life. Not long out of the Xerox classroom, our young salesman called on a local installation of a national manufacturing firm, a local plant. His head was packed with product, pricing, and strategy. Plus, he was now a fully converted Kool-Aid drinking disciple of the world-class Xerox sales fundamentals. And so it was that on this particular day, sitting in the office of Mr. Keener, the plant accountant, any listening skills and probing techniques he had learned were no match for the cargo of content that was determined to be dumped right there on Mr. Keener's desk. Mr. K was a tall, stern, and stoic journeyman manager whose gray hair was not premature. He suffered no fools, gladly or otherwise, and he took no prisoners. But for longer than most would have expected, he allowed himself to be the victim of what was no less than a sales assault. Finally, he stood up and stretched his arm toward the Xeroid right there in front of him, as a way to move the proceeding toward the door, whereupon he demonstrated his rapier wit with, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." Well, now you know, I was that sales assaulter. That was me. Mr. Keener was my real customer. And I remember him so much to this day. But my memory includes standing outside Mr. Keener's office. I actually walked down the hall. As it going toward my car, I walked down the hall and stopped. Because his words were just detonating in my head. And I sat there, slump-shouldered, my head down, feeling really bad about myself. And in a career-defining moment of self-analysis and clarity, I turned around, walked back down the hall, and knocked on Mr. Keener's door again. He came to the door, and I assumed my most contrite and chastened countenance. And I said, "Mr. Keener, I'm sorry about what just happened. May I please start over?" To which he said, "Hello, Jim. Come in and let's talk business." Well, those two sentences, one to haul me up short and one to redeem me, are the ones I remember more often than any of the thousands of selling interactions I've had since then. Over the years, over the next few years, Mr. Keener and I did a lot of business. Whatever he needed that Xerox sold, he bought from me. But it was because I went back, and number one, I went back and fixed what I had messed up. I was chastened enough that I went back and fixed it, and it made a big difference. And so what I want to remind you about, my friends, if you're in sales, if you're especially not just B2B, but especially B2B, business to business, I want to remind you that the gold mining tool, the gold mining power tool of successful professional salespeople is the ear, not the mouth. Whatever you're trying to accomplish with customers, whatever part customers play in your life, in the success of your business, whether you're selling retail or whether you're selling business to business, the gold mining power tool of successful professional salespeople is the ear, not the mouth. You won't find out what's in the head of your customer, of your prospect, where the gold is. You won't find out where that gold is as long as your mouth is engaged, only when you're listening. So learn to ask good questions and then shut up and listen. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back. If I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.